You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Judaism 101. In part 3 of this podcast, you will learn about the Jewish Messiah, basic Jewish text, and religious functionaries. The Hebrew word Mashiach means anointed one. There have been many messiahs throughout Jewish history. Every Jewish king and priest was a messiah. There was even a non-Jewish messiah, King Cyrus of Persia, who permitted the rebuilding of the temple. The Jewish messiah will be a man and not a demigod. He will come once and only once. There will be no second coming. The belief in an eventual messiah, the Mashiach ben David, who will be the last king and ruler of Israel, is an ancient belief. There is a belief that a potential messiah is born in every generation. Most scholars believe that it is the conduct of humankind that would determine when the messiah will arrive. Basic Jewish texts. The Tanakh is made up of the Torah, Nevi'im, and Ketuvim. There have been many rabbis who have written commentaries on the Torah, and any complete study of the Torah needs to include some commentary from these rabbis. The Torah, also known as the Five Books of Moses, is made up of 5 books that were given to Moses directly from God shortly after the Exodus from Egypt around 1230 BCE. The Torah includes the creation of the earth and the first humans, the great flood and the covenant with the Gentiles, the enslavement and the Exodus from Egypt, the giving of the Torah, renewal of the covenant given to Abraham, the establishment of the festivals, wandering through the desert, the tabernacle, ark, and priestly duties, and the death of Moses. The Nevi'im are the prophets and cover the time period from the death of Moses through the Babylonian exile, approximately 1200 BCE to 587 BCE, and contains 19 books. The Nevi'im includes the Hebrews entering the land of Israel, the conquest of Jericho, the conquest of the land of Israel and the division among the tribes, the judicial system, the era of Saul and David, Solomon's wisdom and the construction of the first temple, the kingdoms of Israel, the prophecy, messianic prophecies, and the Babylonian exile. The Ketuvim are the writings, and covers the period after the return from the Babylonian exile in the 6th century BCE, and contains 12 books. The Ketuvim is made up of various writings that do not have an overall theme. This section of the Tanakh includes poems and songs, the stories of Job, Ruth, and Esther, the writings and prophecies of Daniel, and the history of the kings of Israel. The Talmud is made up of the Mishnah and the Gemara. The Mishnah was transmitted to Moses from God at the time that the written Torah was transmitted. The oral Torah was kept in the oral tradition until it was written down in the time of Rabbi Judah the Holy, approximately 130 to 220 CE. It was written down to help ensure that in times of duress and danger it would survive. The Mishnah is divided into established law and rejected law. The Gemara is the commentary of the sages. Religious functionaries. Rabbis, meaning teachers, are people with sufficient education and knowledge in Jewish law and customs to guide the community. Rabbis have no more and no less authority to perform religious functions than any other Jew. Since the destruction of the temple and the dispersion of the Jews, rabbis have become community leaders and the leaders in the synagogues. Rabbis in the modern era are generally decisors and leaders in the Jewish community, as well as teachers and leaders in the synagogues. Chazans, otherwise known as cantors, are people who lead the congregation in prayer. The chazan has no more and no less authority to lead the congregation than any other Jew. In smaller synagogues, the rabbi often serves as the chazan, although many of these synagogues will have a chazan during the High Holy Days. In many synagogues, the chazan also helps children prepare for the bar and bat mitzvah, teach adult education classes, visit the sick, and perform wedding ceremonies and funerals. Gabbais are lay people who serve as assistants during the synagogue services. A gabbai can choose who is called up for an aliyah, read from the Torah scroll, and or stand next to the persons reading from the Torah scroll to assist them with chanting and making any corrections. Kohanim are descendants of Aaron and were priests in the Holy Temple. Since the destruction of the Temple and the dispersion of the Jews, they are honored by being the first to be called up for an Aliyah, and they also offer priestly blessings over the congregations at specific times of the year. The tribe of Levi also performs certain rituals in the Holy Temple. Since the destruction of the Temple and the dispersion of the Jews, they are honored by being the second to be called up for an Aliyah. Rebbes are spiritual leaders in the Hasidic communities. Rebbes have the final decision over every aspect of the Hasidic communities. Tzaddiks, meaning righteous ones, refer to completely righteous individuals and indicates that they have great spiritual or mystical power. Shomrim are volunteers who prepare the body and recite Tehillim, which are psalms, while guarding the deceased. Thank you for listening to Part 3 of Judaism 101. Shalom.